This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Incendiary Radio on RBN. Now, I wanted to run these angles by Dr. Fetzer and Mr. Bennett. Newsweek, back in 2018, Hillary Clinton thought about moving to New Zealand after losing to Trump. The Guardian, why Silicon Valley billionaires are prepping for the apocalypse in New Zealand. You know, people are kind of looking at New Zealand and this new little darling semi-socialist prime minister, changing the gun laws, all the things they like. And you see all of these, you know, people building their little bunkers and everything else in New Zealand. Your thoughts on that? And just, it's kind of an interesting tie-in.
I'm back.
Go ahead. Did you hear me?
No, I missed. I grabbed some ice water.
Scott, did you hear me? That's just kind of an interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, as Americans, you know, we are the only country in the face of the planet that jealously and furiously guards our right to self-defense and the use and the ownership of firearms. And I'm encouraged to see Kentucky and South Dakota and others passing laws recognizing that an American citizen's right to keep and bear arms and to carry concealed does not require a permit or a license. That's what the Second Amendment is. It's our license and our permit to carry a firearm concealed and unconcealed to protect our life, our liberty, our family, our property. We're the only country that allows that and that jealously and pridefully champions that. And that is what keeps us different than everyone else. That's really what keeps us free. It is not going to war with a weaker countries, whether it's Venezuela or Iraq or Afghanistan or all this crap, and throwing up human rights and democracy and all of that. I bought into it and joined the military as an officer because I thought the enemy had attacked us. I was wrong. Our enemy was our own Dick Cheney and George Bush and all these other clowns that should be prosecuted and executed as traitors, as well as the people who worked at the Pentagon. They should be executed as traitors who participated in the Pentagon attack by covering it up. I swore an oath as an officer, and I know Jim did too, to defend the country and the Constitution. And everybody in the military at the Pentagon that participated in the cover-up of 9/11 should be guilty and charged and executed for being a traitor. I say that absolutely unapologetically because they didn't stand up. We have allowed 20 years of a meltdown, a destruction of our rights, a destruction of our country, a schizophrenia to take over us. And this sort of a shooting event is part of that. The removal of the Smith-Unth Act. When I was working in psychological operations, I remember colonels and generals always saying, we can't do anything that is violative of the Smith-Munt Act, which means we can't do any sort of advertising or public relations or strategic communication that in any way can be construed as a psyop on the American people. Obama changed that, and that opened the door for these false flag events from Boston to Florida to all sorts of places, Sandy Hook and elsewhere. So New Zealand and Australia and Britain and the Five Eyes countries, really they are nothing that we want to model our own political, social, philosophical identity by. We need to preserve through all means necessary our absolute unapologetic right to keep and bear arms because precisely of these sorts of events where the beneficiaries now move into the other transition. Who benefits from this? It is certainly not President Trump. It's certainly not Christians. It's certainly not white people. It's certainly not Republicans. It is the military industrial media complex because the police get more powers, they get more budgets, they get more weapons, and the media gets more ratings. All the civilians turn into a bunch of chicken little cowards and hide under the rocks, and the politicians benefit from this. So the benefit, as well as Israel, this happened just when Netanyahu was firing 100 attacks into Gaza. This is just happening when Netanyahu is being indicted and investigated for all sorts of political corruption. Right. This is happening to cover up other things. So we have to always keep our eyes open. What else is happening in the world that explains why this false flag event occurred?
Just to follow up, I have three panels of executives at CNN, NBC, and the New York Times. In others, I have a panel of 100 executives at CNN, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. I have another panel of 100 executives at NBC, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. I have another panel of 100 executives at the New York Times, all of whom are dual U.S.-Israeli citizens. Now, anyone who is wanting to advocate taking guns away from the American people is violating the Constitution and has to be called out. What kind of a political leader would deprive the American people of one of their most fundamental rights under the Constitution? Obama was a disgrace. Sandy Hook and the Boston Marathon bombing were both on his watch. Robert Mueller, by the way, was brought into office as the head of the FBI so he could cover up 9/11. He was there over Sandy Hook. He left only after the Boston Marathon bombing. But I'll tell you, 9 times out of 10, what we're seeing here are manifestations of a very profound Zionist effort to destroy the United States. And if you don't look at pronouncements that Israeli leaders have made, I'm talking about prime ministers like Ariel Sharon and Bibi Netanyahu and Menachem Begin, about the inferiority of the other races in relation to the Jewish race and how they're going to exploit America and suck it dry before they tear us apart, because that's what they do with nations they hate. You don't understand what's going on in the world today. Thing here in New Zealand is just ridiculous beyond words, but it's intended to promote the agenda to corrupt the United States. It's the Charlottesville thing, too. They're trying to resurrect old anxieties related to the Civil War that no one even thinks about anymore. But when you start tearing down statues of Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson, for crying out loud, that annoys a lot of people, and totally justifiably. You have to understand it's all completely contrived. There's no justification for it. It's part of this idea of trying to rent asunder the U.S., try to aggravate the left against the right. And I mean, if it comes down to it, what's going to happen is you're going to have a whole lot of Hillary Clinton people and Barack Obama devotees who aren't going to be in the position to vote anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The armed segment of the United States is not going to give up their guns. I have said before, and I say again, when they come for our guns, the time has come to use them. I mean that absolutely. Your life depends upon it. The life of your neighbors depends upon it. The life of the state, the life of the nation depends upon our ability to retain our weapons. Believe me, anyone who thinks any different has their head where the sun does not shine. I say that most emphatically.
Now, let me run this by, and this was an observation that I kind of thought of when this operation just happened. It's a sequence of synthetic, and then sometimes there are real, street level Islamic goons throwing acid on people in Britain and so forth and so on. But these Gladio style, they do a succession of jihadi attacks on basically Europeans, and then they'll throw a Dylan Storm roof at you. They'll throw an Anders Breivik at you. A bunch more Islamic styled synthetic attacks. Then they'll throw this last one. It's almost like a cyclical cultural clash.
Robert, get a handle on it. The greatest practitioners of false flag attacks are the Israelis. They do this all the time. They've done it forever.
Charlie Hebdo.
Charlie Hebdo.
But a gang of urban terrorists led by Menachem Begin, you know, blew up the King David Hotel. This is all back in 1946.
The Bataclan Theater.
Yeah, the attack on the USS Liberty. They blew up their own Jewish embassy down in Buenos Aires to try to gain sympathy. They blamed it on Iranians, but Iranians had nothing to do with it. The embassy blew up from the inside out. And when it didn't get enough a public attention or sympathy, they blew up a couple of years later their own Jewish community center. Instead of having only two dozen, they had like 84 victims. They're doing it themselves. The Anti-Defamation League had a website called Rat-Faced Jews. And when I started talking about it and explaining that this is what the Zionists do to try to gain sympathy, they fake these attacks on themselves, they took it down. That's what's going on. Muslims throwing acid in the face, that's pretty rich, but that's something the Zionists would do to try to, you know, pit the Muslims, everyone against the Muslims for such horrific acts. Don't underestimate the savagery and the brutality and the sadism of these Talmudic Jews who think they're superior to everyone else and the other races only exist to serve the Jews.
There is a cultural chauvinism in a large swath of the Islamic community, though, wherever they go. And you have to realize that this is a real phenomenon as well. It's an expansionist ideology in many, many sectors. Not all of them, but there is a chauvinism in the Islamic communities as well, and you see the female genital mutilation and all the loony stuff they do. So,
well, you're right, but it's important to qualify that. That's not an Iranian, Persian, Shiite, or Alawite practice. That is more of a Wahhabi, Saudi Arabian, Salafist side. Because let me say, I was in Iran in May. I went over to Iran as part of the New Horizons Conference. I know Jim's been there and such. I went over there with Phil Giraldi and Mike Maloof and a bunch of guys from, you know, former Pentagon, State Department, former CIA guys. And I was the Army, former Army PSYOP guy. And there was a lot of people who went to this conference. Allison Weir, Kevin Barrett, very smart people. And J. Michael Springman, State Department guy. And I'll tell you, the Iranian people were were the most beautiful, kind, humble, loving people you could ever come across. I never saw any antagonism, any violence. I never saw any police cars or flashing lights. I saw a well-ordered, peaceful society. They were very, very gracious, and we spoke about anything we wanted to, and never did I feel in any way threatened or intimidated. I felt very, very welcome. And we had been the first time where former American government and military people ever had been into Iran, and our visas had been denied by Zarif, the foreign minister. However, the religious leader of Iran was the one who overrode Zarif and granted us our visas. So imagine a group of former military intelligence guys from the U.S. government coming over to Iran and speaking about their books, their passion, what they've seen, all along the lines of building peace and building roadways and dialogue for a complementary sort of existence and how do we get along sort of a thing. And it was remarkable, and it was precisely after we went over there and did more positive alternative diplomacy than this country's done in 50 years that they instantly invented this false Marzia Hashimi abduction. Marzia Hashimi was the Press TV equivalent of Charlie Rose, if you will, or Dan Rather. And then they put New Horizons and the New Horizons Conference on a sanction list. I think Monica Witt, the person that they cited, who was a former Air Force person, I think she's a double agent. I know she showed up at the Horizon Conference, I was told. She was not invited. She was not invited to speak. She just showed up, and now they're saying she's not even in Iran anymore. So that tells me she's probably a Zionist double agent. And the Treasury Department here in America has put them on sanctions because of this. So Trump is allowing neocons like the Secretary of the Treasury, of course, Bolton and all these other people to be ramping up this anti-Iranian position. And it is the opposite of what Americans would want. If Americans were with myself and Phil and the rest of us when we went to Iran, Americans would say, wow, these people are not the enemy we've been led to believe. They're, in fact, the best friend that we could have in the Middle East. Why in the hell are we calling them all these bad things and names? They're actually the most moderate people you could imagine. And
let me ask you guys a question.
That money, remember, and I said this on the air before, one of the few good things Obama did was this Iran peace deal. But the money that they all whine about that got thrown on pallets and flown over there, that was just, and correct me if I'm wrong, that was just unfrozen assets that
we still have $2 billion more that they're moving to get. Right. That's part of why Bibi's been panicked. He's worried they're going to invest it in defensive weapons. Remember, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against another nation since 1775, where the ratification of the Constitution began in 1787. George Washington was elected president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Iran has not launched a war of aggression against another state.
Now,
this is the most peaceful major country in the world right there, Iran, and we're demonizing Iran. Damn the United States for doing that. We are so phony. We are such frauds. And it's not, of course, the American people. It's our fake, phony leaders. And these neocons, whose allegiance is to Israel. That's what has to be understood. These people who want to use and abuse the United States for the benefit of Israel. That's what it's all about. That's what 9/11 was all about. Wesley Clark told us that he shared the straight skinny with us at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco in 2007 when he explained the whole agenda was to take out the governments of seven countries in the next 5 years, beginning with Iraq and Libya, ending with Syria and Iran for the benefit of Israel. It was all for the benefit of Israel.
So let me ask you guys this. This psyop that the media is playing on this alleged perpetrator, okay? He has an affinity towards Red China, so forth and so on. Yet constantly across the board, this guy gets skewered as being a right-wing white supremacist, blah, blah, blah. So whether this guy is or not, the media, this guy could be a full-blown Stalinist, and the media is still going to say he's a Trumpian right-winger. I mean, this is the problem we have with
anybody
that's white that does something or is a white patsy, automatically he's going to be skewered as a right-winger.
Listen, they can produce an event like this, no matter how trashy, no matter how obvious, no matter how blatant that it's totally staged and fake. The media, the mainstream media, will pick it up and run with it as though it were authentic. That's what we've seen again and again and again. This is just a special test case because it's so blatant, it's so obvious, it's so fraudulent. It's literally, just to reiterate, it's a cartoon. It's a video game. None of it is real. The guns are toys. They're noise-making machines. I just got a report from someone I think is highly intelligent talking about those weapons as though they were real and simply firing blanks. They weren't even real weapons. These are toys. These are plastic weapons. They make noise. They don't kill anybody. They exude a blast of air. Greg Hallett showed one of the frames. You can see where there's a stack of bodies, and nobody's got any holes or blood in them. They're just a stack of bodies. And he's close enough that when he shoots again, the clothing moves because of the blast of air. It's like the flag waving on the moon where there is no atmosphere. It's the opposite, because here we should be having a bullet go through a body if it were real, but both of them are revealing that what we're dealing with is totally fake.
Yeah, that's right, Jim. I concur 100%. This is it's totally inconsistent with human bodies, with human flesh being hit by weapons, by bullets of that caliber. It's throughout the entire video. That's why they're panicking, because they've reached too far.
Yes.
And we can't allow this to be covered up. We can't allow this to be forgotten. We can't allow this to be substituted by the next psyop that they're going to pull, the next false flag event. You know they're going to pull something to cover this up, because it's so bad, it's so easy to dissect this They're going to pull something else. They're going to blow a plane up. They're going to do another war against Iran. Netanyahu's already started to do that, or pull something against Russia. Something major is going to have to happen so they can divert attention here. And we can't allow that to happen. We have to hang on to this like a pit bull hanging on a rubber tire hanging from a tree, because eventually they will break. They will fall down when we again and again present the video evidence. I just put it up on BitChute, so I'll put the link up here. We'll see how long that stays up. But this represents the greatest attack on the American people, I think, ever. Because of the simplicity of it, the stupidity of it. And again, this is trying to start a race war. If you're white, if you're a Christian, if you don't like thousands of millions of immigrants coming into this country, if you don't like the fascism of the left and you're standing up against it, if you don't want your right to keep and bear arms to be taken, suddenly you are a lunatic white Republican conservative gun owning lunatic that shoots up mosques. That's what they're trying to brand us, and that's why you don't just simply react with a debate. You attack those who are attacking you. You assume the moral outrage, and you overwhelm them with the science and the physical evidence. Because then when the physical scientific evidence is presented, only a fool, as Jim had said, would believe the alternative. And no emotional tantrum or screaming and hollering about, well, you know, America's done bad things. But none of that is going to be able to shift attention away from the very simple fact that no bullets were found anywhere. No holes are in the doors. No holes are in the walls. No blood is spattered anywhere. And that is a physical impossibility with a high caliber weapon. Jim?
Which is why I'm so distraught that you're reporting that Donald Jr. and Laura Ingraham aren't going to address the video. The video itself is the best proof this whole thing is totally phony. I mean, honest to God, this is a litmus test for idiocy. If you can watch that video and believe this was real, you are an idiot.
Amen.
So for them, the best thing they could do is to be showing this video again and again, get it on their shows, talk about it, promote it, explain. We're violating the laws of cause and effect. You can't have a real rifle follow fire bullets that don't make any marks in the walls, that don't ricochet, that don't cause any holes in bodies, that produce no blood as a consequence. I mean, it is ridiculous from beginning to end, and your emphasis on the causal relations is completely appropriate. It reflects the fact that what we're seeing is completely fake. It's totally, it's a cartoon, it's a pretense, it's a script. He's using toy weapons, and no one of the intellectual caliber of Donald Jr. or Laura Ingraham ought to be played. They're allowing themselves to be co-opted by a stupid higher-level argument that it's giving him what he wants if we show the video. Ridiculous! Look at the video, and you will see they overplayed their hand. This is a joke. This video is a joke. That's the reason it's being suppressed in New Zealand. You cannot legally even have this video on your computer. Why? Because it shows the whole New Zealand government is itself a fraud. Phony, yes. Lie, deceiving the New Zealand people. They don't want the New Zealand people who still have their weapons to rise up against a government for this massive fraud on them.
This is the Pandora's box, Jim. They've opened it and it can never be put back in. The blowback from this needs to be plate tectonic, earth shattering, the blowback from this. And this, again, that's what I say, this cannot be allowed to be buried or forgotten or substituted with another false flag, whether it's a war or airline crash or something else. This has to be attacked and dug out and exposed again and again with mounting, increasing ferocity and moral outrage, and taken to everybody. This is the line in the sand. This is that moment when Moses says, "Who's on the side of the Lord? Come over here. And you who are not are going to be swallowed up by the earth," to use a biblical analogy. So everybody that we encounter and we talk to, whether it's politicians or media or family or friends, everybody has to see this and hear this and understand the very clear bullet holes. Where are they? Blood spatter. Where is it? The physical impact of bullets. Where are they? The value of this video is it's so clear and it's so close up that it's impossible for anybody with eyes to say anything other than, I don't see any bullet holes in the wall, in the doors, in the windows. I don't see any blood spatter. I don't see the impact of high caliber weapon bullets hitting a human body. I don't see people reacting the way combat military police people will affirm happens in this sort of a scenario, which means this was not real. It was air rifles. And if you're trying to sell this lie to advance a political agenda, you are an enemy of the Constitution. You're an enemy of the people of the United States. And this is something that should cause a civil war in this country, because if we don't rise up and stop it, we are going to be enslaved and killed by it. That is the PSYOP. They are trying to brand all of us as these this white wing lunatic shooter type. And what you already see, CARE and these Muslim relation groups and Islamophobia and the left piling on this so that they can erode Donald Trump's base. That's why they're doing this. All of us who voted for Donald Trump suddenly are a New Zealand shooter, and we have to crawl back in our cave and not vote in order to gain redemption. That is part of what they're trying to push. And the only way to respond to that is with an explosive, passionate, fearless attack on their lies using the truth. Jim?
Let me jump in here for a second. I've noticed just in the last 2 days a massive, almost self-induced, self-censorship, chilling effect for people that used to be on the front lines of calling out hoaxes, psyops, false flag operations. Now it's almost like people don't even want to put their toe in the water due to the fact they've seen what happened to Alex Jones and Dr. Fetzer and others over Sandy Hook. It's almost like people are self-censoring and they don't even want to get involved anymore, and they'll just go ahead and triangulate off of this thing like it was a real event.
Well, by the time I'm done with Lenny Posner over this lawsuit, they're going to look at this a whole lot different. Mind you, I welcome this lawsuit. The server said she'd never seen anyone so happy to receive one. And believe me, I'm taking full advantage. I'm maximizing the opportunity. You just stand by. Now, with regard to this New Zealand thing, three key points. You don't see a single effect of one bullet anywhere, nowhere, none. There must be 155 rounds allegedly shot here, maybe more. I'm estimating somewhere in that order. You see him firing down an alley. There's not even a person in the alley. What is he doing, firing down the alley? You see him in his car, and he actually fires into the windshield, but the windshield is perfectly fine. So some kind of smoke, you know, haze from whatever, the hot air or something. No hole in the windshield. How dumb do you have to be to recognize this is all phony, this is all fake, this is ridiculous and very, very poorly done? This is beyond amateur. This is just garbage.
Are any of you, Scott, are you noticing? Oh, never mind. Here comes the break. We'll see you guys last half hour of the program coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Last half hour of Incendiary Radio coming your way, folks, on Republic Broadcasting. Remember to support the network, folks. We've got Dr. Jim Fetzer and Scott Bennett. We're talking all things Christchurch and the PSYOP, Christchurch versus Islam, the Albert Pikeyan three world wars, Islam versus the West thing, and, you know, Gordon Duff and Henry Macau and others are tying this in with Freemasonic operations and so forth and so on. There's all kinds of rabbit trails.
Was Gordon suggesting it was a real shooting?
He said it's basically an Israeli operation. Okay, but he hasn't brought up.
Yeah, but Israeli PSYOP and Israeli mass shooting are two different things, actually.
Sure. He's talking about the 12 bombs were planted in the same area and connection, and then blah, 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 which is dismantled by the authorities. And he said these were Israeli weapons that the guy had and so forth.
They were toys. That's just wrong. I'm very troubled to hear this. That doesn't make me feel good about it.
Well, again, we come back to the video itself and we watch it and you see with your own eyes the impossibility of this being real bullets, because nothing is hitting the bodies. There's no pull of blood. There's no shattering of the doors. There's no holes. There's nothing. And anyone who's fired weapons, been in the military, the law enforcement, will just, of course, say, well, there's nothing there. Nothing's happening.
Hey, Scott, there wasn't any kick.
Nothing. No nothing. Kick. You blow the guy's little white hat off with a puff of air.
You can't fire a weapon like that without there having a recoil in effect, and there's no kick there because it's a toy. It's a toy. This is totally...
That would have blown the guy's head off. That would have blown big holes in the ground. That would have blown big holes in the wall and the door. Nothing. Nothing happened. And the sight with the guy's little white hat, when it flies off with a puff of air, instead of showing the guy's head imploding like a melon, like it would have if a high caliber round had hit it, there was nothing. So this whole thing is so it's less than laughable.
Think about all those bodies that would have been turned into hamburger after he was hitting these piles of individuals.
We've all shot rifles.
These people were so amateurish. They were lying down on the ground before the shooter even came into the room. It was that bad.
So let's talk about this real quick. The Breitbart, Limbaugh even kind of questioned this as, let's say this, and this is strange, how basically the kind of the false flag is getting out here into the common vernacular. But what they're doing is they're layering another deception on top of it. So what Limbaugh and the rest of these folks in kind of the kosherized alternative right media are saying is, well, this guy was actually a commie, an AOC Bernie level commie, you see, and he was posing as this kind of hardcore white.
You mean Rush Limbaugh thinks it was real?
Well, yeah, but he's saying that this guy was actually a socialist, eco-socialist who loved China, you see, and he wanted to make white people on the right look bad. And so that's why he did the operation, manifesto.
It falls right into the whole trap that this is real. And they instantly go into, well, why was it done and who did it? And did he get enough Cheerios as a kid, or was he abused, or blah, blah, blah. Yeah, did not happen. And Rush, look, this is the line in the sand, and we need to go to everybody, and everybody who watches the show can call, they can email, and stick their finger right in the chest of Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Fox News, and every member of Congress, and say, this is scientifically impossible. I've seen the video. You're either on the side of truth, or you're on the side of lies. Which is it?
Well, Alex Jones had to admit Friday and today, he's like, look, my listeners all think this thing is fake, or, staged. And so, even it's bubbling up, Alex Jones has really had to back off of where he used to be. But he's even like, look, my listeners all think this is a false flag, a hoax. And so
because they're not complete idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex, I'm sorry to say, appears to be taking a fall over Sandy Hook. I have sent him lots of evidence that would exonerate him. He hasn't used it. He has never invited me on. He's brought on Wolfgang. Now he's capitulating. He has been on all sides of the issue of Sandy Hook. It's very disappointing. It's clear to me they're going to claim if he goes down, and it looks to me like he's going to facilitate it, that means Sandy Hook was real. And when they further decimate him, that, this is discrediting to all conspiracy research. I was listening to a 1-hour program by a private company that produces podcasts that they put on NPR. It was broadcast the other day. A friend told me about it. And another friend called me today to say they were about to give a show on Wisconsin Public Radio. So I listened to the whole thing, pre-recorded. Very nice package, but it was mostly a little bit of Lenny and how sorry we're supposed to feel for him for having had to move so many times because he felt threatened, which is absurd. We do a national search and we can't find anyone in the United States by the name of Leonard Posner. Nobody knows where he lives. He won't show up. when he sues Wolfgang Halbig and the judge directs he must sit for a video deposition, he drops the lawsuit. He's on a television program, The Dark Net, opposite me. He won't let his face to be shown. They come here, they film me for 4 hours, and you can see my face better defined than in any video it's ever been presented in. But he is in the shadows because he says he won't. He doesn't want his image to be put on the internet to be subjected to ridicule. It's because he's not Leonard Posner. He's somebody else. He appears to be Reuben Fabner. They made up the photograph of Noah Posner. It's supposed to be his son out of photographs. So the guy is supposed to be his older stepbrother, Michael Fabner. We have proven this. You can see Noah Posner turn into Michael Fabner by superposition. We have a gift that's brilliant. Go to my blog. Just start reading some of my Sandy Hook blogs. This is all so phony, it's unbelievable. But here you have NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio paying money to a private company to produce propaganda, and they're putting it out there. I'm writing them to ask for equal time, but I know damn well I'm not going to get it. It's just ridiculous that they get away with this happy horseshit.
Now, hey, I wanted to run one more level of this psyop by you guys, because this is the interesting part. Okay. So there's highly questionable characters in this kind of the pro-white, white nationalist, whatever, you know, kind of sector, alt-right, okay, Daily Stormer, and some of these folks. Now, they are all basically, as they did with Dylann Roof, they are all basically praising this character from this hoax as now the new white hero. So this... As you see, the Muslim community gets dragged off into all these white people want to kill us, and so we right. need to go attack them. Now you see in this kind of highly questionable SPLC kind of world, which just fired Morris Dees, by the way. Some good news from tonight's program. But like the Daily Stormers and these folks, they're all making this guy into a folk hero now for their audience. So this is another layer.
That obviously impugns their integrity or their intellect or both. I mean, look. This is totally unprincipled. It had no basis. It's totally fake. Nobody should be deriving any pleasure from it. Nobody ought to be endorsing anything about it. It was very poorly scripted. It was very poorly acted. It was very poorly produced. As I observed at the start of the show, we even have a photograph of the Muslim director standing with one of the extras who's got blood on his trousers, but he's just fine and physically fit. It was a total sham, a total sham. In this regard, it's like Las Vegas. Las Vegas was a movie. They had a pre-recorded soundtrack of actual machine gun firing and some military weapons firing in the background. They played over the PA system. They had coordinated special effects in the middle of the Mandalay Bay on the fourth floor, flashing light to simulate a machine gun, higher up, three light blasts. Lots of sounds of shots, no actual shots. They were recruiting for crisis actors for 15 days before the event by Crowds on Demand, an outfit in L.A. Mona Alexis Presley tracked all the obituaries, found to the extent they were real at all, they were based on people who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. She secured the Las Vegas Police Department crime map for the one square mile area around the concert, and they found there were about 20 offenses from the 8 p.m. the night of the attack to 8 p.m. the following, about 20 offenses, all purely pedestrian, disorderly conduct, recovery of stolen vehicles and so forth, not a single violent act of violence. It was a disturbing the peace. One of my Facebook friends called the three closest hospital facilities and asked if they'd had any gunshot admittees, and all three acknowledged, no, not one. And the last cheerfully added, I think you're calling about that drill they had the other day, but no one was shot. Check with the local police. It's that bad. And now they're paying them off. They're paying them off big bucks to get their mouths shut. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The country has turned into some kind of a sewer.
Look, it's important to understand this. Do you get angry when someone lies to you? Of course. Do you get angry when someone tries to hurt you or steal something from you or tells a lie to your wife or your child or tries to steal something? Do you get angry? Do you get outraged? Do you rise up out of your chair hunch your shoulders forward, clench your fists, and be prepared to go into a full combat attack or defense and engage someone who's trying to hurt you, lie, and steal something from you. Of course you do. So it's very important that we embrace, not in a radical or crazy way, but that we embrace the feelings, the energy, the passion, the fury of being outraged, angry about this lie. We have to fully understand what's been done to us and what is going to continue to be done to us over the next week to 2 weeks to 3 weeks to 4 weeks. They are going to try and pass gun legislation. That means they're going to try and steal your right to keep and bear arms. They're going to try and do all sorts of political manipulation and bullying. They're going to continue to try and impregnate your children's minds by having school discussions, and these half-wit media people are going to be talking about this. All of this you should be offended by and be angry against, and let that hot-blooded aggression shield you from this poison. Anger and outrage and hostility and aggression are very good things. Not to use them recklessly, but to use them to gird up your loins as a man and be prepared for these wily, fiery darts that are going to be coming at you. So you quench them. And yes, you put on your full armor, your helmet, your shield, your sword. But I want to just impress, we have a duty to be angry about this. Be ye angry, but sin not, God says. So let's embrace the right and the need to be angry about this. Jim?
I think that's completely correct. I'm 100% with Scott here. This video ought to be shown all over the United States to just illustrate how absurd it is that, you know, that the degree of fakery that you're being manipulated, the mainstream media is playing you for a sap, that Donald Trump was completely right when he called out the fake news, that Laura Ingraham and Donald Jr. are falling flat on their faces by wanting to suppress the video that proves beyond any doubt that even a third grader could sort this out by looking at that video. They would say, I don't get it, Dad. I mean, look, nobody's actually being shot. I think those are toy guns. They would put it together faster, it would appear, than Laura Ingraham and Donald Trump Jr. This is embarrassing.
So let me ask you guys both this. So do you think, okay, they let this thing be live streamed and they were overconfident about how good or bad their little production was, and then they realized scientifically trained minds are going to look at this and, oh, crap, it's not as good as we thought? Or what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
And see, we've hit our saturation.
Yeah, they blundered. They were overconfident.
They didn't understand that we've hit our saturation point with false flags. Those of us who are enlightened, we've got our fill of this. So this was the straw that broke the camel's back. They don't see this as an aggregate, a compounding of all these things from Charlie Hebdo to Boston to Sandy Hook to Las Vegas to Florida gay nightclub, all this stuff. They don't look at it like it is. They're layering us with this stuff to the breaking point, and we've hit our saturation point. And when they did this, it was like it was a gift, because it was so bad. It was done so badly that the only reaction that you could have is shaking your head with an absolute fury. I mean, it's like, dude, if you're going to do this, do it right. Put some bullet explosions in the plaster so it looks like bullets are hitting it. You don't even do that. You don't respect us enough to put some Spielberg science and special effects in there. So they didn't see that this was going to be received by an audience that is so saturated with this garbage that this was just going to cause the clown of rage to come out of the tin box. And I don't think they realize how big the blowback is going to be. This is the point where we push back harder and deeper and more ferocious than we've ever pushed back before. And I don't mean in a crazy violent way. I mean, we take the sword right up to their throats, to every politician, every media, and hold this right up to their face and say, you tell me where the bullet holes are. You tell me where the blood spatter is. You tell me where the bodies are screaming. You can't, because it didn't happen. So you have a choice: be on the side of truth or you're on the side of lies. And if you're on the side of lies, you're an enemy of me. That's what we need to be saying.
And this is why I have been doing all this collaborative research to expose the frauds, the deception on the American people. If you go to moonrockbooks.com, we started with one book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. It had 13 contributors, including six currently retired PhD professors. We established already that the school had been closed by 2008. It was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, damaged by hurricanes. It was even a major flood, it turns out, in that area in 2007 that damaged the school. It was not inhabitable. It wasn't even compliant with American for Disability Act. It wasn't wheelchair accessible. It didn't have handicapped parking places. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can tell this is a fraud from an aerial photograph of the parking lot. So what did they do? Amazon banned the book, and it sold nearly 500 copies in less than a month, so they banned it. Well, now so Mike Palachek and I realized we had to found our own publishing company to get the books out, which we did, and now we have a dozen books, and they're on JFK, on Charlottesville, on Parkland, on the role of the internet. We have one that covers 13 different false flags in Europe alone. We have them on the moon landing, on the Boston bombing, on 9/11, from Orlando to Dallas. I tell you, you've got to understand what's going on. Once you're deeply immersed in one of these, you'll never be taken in by another because you'll see through it. I also have a video online, 153news.net. It's called How to Spot a False Flag, a sampler of representative cases. I go through 12 or 15, and I explain the violations of the laws of physics, of engineering, of physiology. For crying out loud, the magic bullet theory for JFK wasn't even anatomically possible because cervical vertebrae intervened. The plane at the Pentagon could not have flown at the speed the government claims. It's aerodynamically impossible. That plane, a 757 at over 400 miles an hour, can't get closer than 60 or even 80 feet to the ground. It's that bad, that enormous. That's why Scott's emphasis on these causal laws involving ballistics and human bodies are spot on. You can see the sound of what's actually a toy weapon being fired. You can see no effects whatsoever, no bullet holes, no splatter, no ricochets, no marks on the wall. It's totally fake. And show it, show it, show it. Get it out there everywhere you can. Donald Trump Jr., Laura Ingraham, are you listening? You've got something to learn here because you are blowing it big time. Big time, you're blowing it.
Hey, this is from Ole Damegard's site, all right, lightonconspiracies.com, and it talks about little things in relation to a false flag event. I'm just going to read a couple of them. The perpetrators are identified in record time. New laws or military action take place as a result of the event. The event receives an abnormal amount of press coverage. The country where the event took place has recently irritated Israel in some way. The event and perpetrators are set up to cause conflict between several different religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation groups. The friends and family of the victims do interviews that are not believable. One or more bombs do not detonate. An unbelievable hero story is released by the press on day two. A manifesto is released by the perpetrator. A drill is taking place at or near the event at the same time. Little to no amateur cell phone video footage of the event is released. An online video is found of the perpetrator acting crazy. The details of the event make it impossible to not be reminded of other recent false flag events. The perpetrators wore body armor. Former military members played key roles in the event in some way. Authorities are on the scene in record time and numbers that would not normally be possible. Well, this one, they weren't on the scene at all, which is kind of very strange as well.
And get this. Ole Damegard was being interviewed about New Zealand, and YouTube cut him off in mid-sentence. They cut him off in mid-sentence because he was explaining these spot-on points you're recording here. He's one of the best. He's one of the most brilliant. He's got so good at it, he can predict where the next one's going to happen, based upon clues that were left behind at the last. And I underscore his point about that country has done something that pissed off Israel. That's a key. and the United States, having an armed United States, having a coherent United States. Israel wants to destroy the United States, and we have to understand what's going on here. They are using us and abusing us, and Bibi Netanyahu spelled it all out in 2010. He said it in Hebrew, but it means the same thing in English. You better understand what's going on here because your life may depend upon it.
So we're coming up to the end of the program, gents. Got about probably 4 or 5 minutes left, so let's kind of wrap this up. Where we go from here, this new Democrat House of Representatives has already been pumping out anti-gun bills and so forth. What are we going to see here with Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer and the rest?
It's pathetic, but the Democratic Party has become the enemy of the people. It's shameful. It's appalling to me. I most of my career, I regard myself as a Democrat in the tradition of JFK and FDR. I believe in the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation, the program that make a difference in the lives of real Americans. I voted twice for Bill Clinton, in part as a function of their opponent, twice for Barack Obama. But in retrospect, Bill Clinton, by the NAFTA agreement, did tremendous damage in gutting our manufacturing and industrial base. Scott mentioned already Obama vitiating the Smith-Mundt Act by the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring a Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, San Bernardino, Orlando, Dallas, Charlottesville, Las Vegas. We've had just nonstop propaganda from our own intelligence agencies and deep state ever since. I say these are damnable people. They are disgusting. They betrayed the United States of America. If there's any justice, they'll eventually be put on trial, taken out, and hanged, because that's the fate they deserve for what they have done to this country.
Scott. Yeah, I would just say people can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com for my info and Facebook and YouTube and all that stuff. Shellgamewhistleblower.com. And my background was as a counterterrorism officer and State Department contractor and Army PSYOP guy. I worked for Booz Allen Hamilton. So a lot of the stuff I saw involved the deep state funding of terrorism through Swiss bank accounts. Brad Birkenfeld and I worked on a report and sent it up to the members of Congress, and no one did anything. And that's what you see unfolding now with Hillary Clinton and a lot of the crimes that she did in 2009. But we're living in interesting times. But let's never forget, it is good and healthy to get angry at evil and to always defend ourselves from it unapologetically.
As Lord Acton observed, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is that good men should do nothing. This video deserves to be distributed everywhere. Get any way you can get it out. Get to people and say, have you seen this? Can you believe they're telling us this was real? This is an insult to our intelligence. And they're trying to play us for saps. Well, don't let it happen. Stand up for yourself. Exercise your own brain power. Show that you're not a complete and utter blittering moron, that you can pass this acid test for idiocy because you watched that video and you knew it was a fraud. That means you pass.
And right now you can still find the whole video at DTube. DTube and the guy that does high impact Flicks has got it up there, and you can watch the whole thing in its entirety and watch it a few times with all of the basically tips that Dr. Fetzer and Mr. Bennett here kind of led you to look at, and then watch it a few times because, you know, I noticed a lot of strange anomalies right off the bat, but to hear Dr. Fetzer and Mr. Bennett to go through it in a scientific, cold, rational, without emotion way of what these bullets should have been doing and so forth and so on. This footage presented to us as what really happened here is quite laughable. Last words from anybody. We're coming up towards the end.
Thank you for having us. It's been an honor, and we'll stand by and fight and continue to fight the good fight. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's great to have us on. I mean, the American people have to understand, and you know, we're going to do our best to get the word out, but people have to listen, understand, and react, and take what measures they can to ensure their neighbors and their friends aren't being played too. I mean, it's outrageous what's going on here. The United States, the people of the United States are being played for complete suckers and saps. And the Democrats, I got to tell you, I never thought I'd feel a party was betraying the American people. But the Democratic Party today is betraying the American people. There is just no room for doubt about it.
Sure. I mean, to let people that aren't even citizens vote in our elections, that's the epitome of treason.
And they won't even let this consensus that's supposed to determine who's populating the United States ask if you're a citizen or not. How absurd is that?
Right. All right. Well, we're going to end the show there. And thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of it. And I think, hey, and listen up, all the listeners, hold all these other hosts and people, big wigs in the alternative media and in regular talk radio, hold their feet to the fire. Bomb them with.